Can we just talk about summer for a second? The sun shining, the beach calling, and oh, the style. Macy's is your ultimate summer style destination, whether you're jet setting or just chilling in your backyard. I'm all about easy breezy outfits, and Macy's has it all. From flowy summer dresses to those must-have espadrilles and Levi's skirts, Macy's has them. Oh, and those Dolce Vita sandals, let me tell you, they're a game changer for all-day comfort and style. Don't even get me started on matching sets. We all know I live in matching sets all year long, so I've got my eye on some super chic sets at Macy's. So whether you're prepping for a vacation or a staycation, head over to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle and let Macy's hook you up with everything you need for the perfect summer vibe. That's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Don't miss out. Own your summer style with Macy's. Let's make this summer one to remember. Becca, do you want a clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in. It's Thursday.
Scrubbing in on a Thursday.
I'm so excited because we're talking to Jen Roban today, and she owns Life in General, and she does like organizing and stuff, and I have so many questions.
I love her. She and I go way, 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 way back. Well, not way, 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 way back, but I got introduced to her from one of my friends at church. His name is Pistol Pete. His name's really just Peter. and he's amazing. And I remember when I started dating Red Star, he was like, you have to meet Jen. She's the same vibe as you. And she's like a, you know, badass businesswoman. And she's also dating a guy with kids. And she was, I think she's like 2 years ahead of me in the process. But yeah, so I met her when I started dating my boyfriend.
Wow. Full circle moment.
Full circle moment.
So yesterday I'm laying on my couch, it's in the morning, and Mark texts me and he goes,
"Oh, scary." A Mark text can really throw me off sometimes.
A Mark text
individually. It means he needs something or like, wants something.
No, like not in a group text. That is unsettling. I was like, uh-oh, what did I do? And he was like, "Hey, can you come on the morning show? Ryan wants to talk to you." And I'm like, okay, about what? And he was like, well, Tanya told him about a bad habit you have. And I like immediately start racking my brain of all my bad habits. Like, what have I told Tanya that she's exposed me for on air? And so they call me. I'm patiently waiting with anxiety.
And I felt bad because I was like, first of all, I didn't know Rob. Mark didn't give you any context because
I gave her a little context.
That's
anxiety inducing.
Yeah, if I got
what
a text message saying Ryan Seacrest wants to talk to you because of a habit Tanya says she hates.
I am a producer at heart, and Ryan kind of her going on without having any idea would have been better. But I was afraid she wouldn't come on, so I tried to establish that this is going to be fun and light. This isn't going to be some crazy thing we're doing. It's funny. I think you'll enjoy it.
Right.
That's all I was trying to do. But I didn't want to give her the whole premise before she comes on because it won't be as good radio.
Let me read. This was not Oh, it's going to be fun and light.
Yeah.
Will you come on with Ryan? He wants to talk to you.
Oh, that would throw me. That would be, are you kidding me?
I said, haha, about what? And he said, Tanya mentioned you have a bad habit and he would like to address it with you. And I said, OMG, bad habit right now? And he said, yes, stand by. That's it. That was nothing about that sound like it was going to be fun or light. No.
I thought when you heard bad habit, you would know it was tardiness immediately.
No, I have bad habits.
Okay, well.
Well, and I feel like I've talked about my bad habit of being late so much. It's something I'm trying to work on. So I didn't know I was going to be exposed yesterday. So, but, you know, I was thinking because Ryan said that he is like by the minute, like a hard out. Like if he has dinner, he's like, it goes till 7, no later. If it's 7:01, it's not going to happen. And I was like thinking to myself, obviously, I don't even know if Ryan's in a relationship. I'm in a relationship. But I was like, we could never date. We would fight nonstop.
Yeah, no, it would be bad.
Bad.
But it also made me laugh because I remember when I invited you over the other night for Taco Tuesday. And I was like, we're going to start eating around 6, but it's going to be done by 8:30. And you were like, oh, yeah, it's going to wrap up. Like, what, is the party over? And I was like, yeah.
You're a little more lax than you give yourself credit for. I think Robbie's like made you a little more relaxed.
Yeah, he definitely has made me more relaxed. That's for sure.
Because you're a little more like chill, go with the flow.
A little more.
But yeah, I am working on my tardiness in therapy. And Ryan was trying to be like, figure out what my deal is with your therapist. I'm like, okay, Ryan Seacrest, who has a lot more money than me, why don't you contribute to my therapy fund? And then I'll ask my therapist about your problems.
Well, also, I don't really think he understands how therapy works because you can't just like ask him a blanket statement. You know, like you can't just ask them something like that. They have to know, like, they have to ask you questions about yourself and why you are the way you are so that they can kind of assess. You can't just be like, so why is my friend like this? My therapist would be like,
yeah,
know,
I'm like, my
call me.
Friend Ryan Seacrest, he is like really anxious about and anal about a schedule. What's his deeper issue there?
Right.
Well, you were great, and it was great. I thought it was so fun. And my thought while it was going on was, I hope scrubbers are listening, because this is a dream for the scrubbers.
Yeah, scrubbing in with the morning show.
Yeah, but I do have to say, you know, I have just learned to accept that as a part of you.
It is a part of me, but I am trying to work on it. And the thing is, I always try to explain to people, I'm not tardy or late without the anxiety of being late. Like, I'm always very stressed about being late. And I'm never slowly trying to get somewhere. Like, I'm late, but I'm like busting. Like, I'm trying to get there as soon as I can. It's just never on time. So I stress about the disrespect aspect of it. And I stress about, I do move quickly.
Right. And they did say that because they were like saying the disrespect thing. And I go, no, I don't feel disrespected because she does it to herself. She's always like late to a flight and, you know, like it's on her too. But then I thought they said, I'm enabling you. And now I feel like I'm enabling you.
But you can't control me. I mean, honestly, the more you try to control me is probably going to make it worse. So I would say, let's not lean into that enabling mentality.
But what if we started the podcast right at the time we say we're going to start it?
We'll start it. And then if I have to hop on late, I'll hop on late.
We should do that.
We have to do that. We do that with Help I Suck at Dating. We don't have a choice. Dean's never on time. So we just have to start and joins when he joins.
I think that's also the problem is that my mentality about that is like, I'm not trying to inconvenience anybody. If you have to start, I'm the one who has to be embarrassing and get on late. You know, like it just makes me look bad. Like I never want it to be inconveniencing to anybody else, if that makes sense. Like, if it's obviously something where you can't leave until I get there, or like you can't be seated, nothing's more stressful than when I'm late to a group.
I hate the restaurants that don't seat till the full party is there.
I hate that. They make it so horrible
for
people.
It's so annoying.
Like, well, both parties, honestly. It's bad for the people trying to get there. It's bad for the people there waiting. But I am actively working on it, so I'm not just like, you
should
know,
we do that? Should we start the podcast even if you're not here on time?
Sure, do whatever you want.
Well, I think short term, yes. Maybe not forever, but I think next week we'll start like Monday's podcast. We'll start right on time. If she's there, she's not there. If she's not, she's not.
Okay.
I'm more on time, I feel. I mean, I'll let y'all know if I'm running late most of the time. Like, hey, I'm 5 to 10 minutes behind.
Yeah, but we're going to start with that. We're going to start no matter what.
Monday will be a test.
Okay, cool. All right. Can't wait.
Without further ado, somebody else that's going to organize our lives.
Yeah, the great segue into our guest. We have Jen Roban, and we will be right back with her.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. We have Jen Roban scrubbing in today. You know her from her incredible company, Life in General. Please welcome her.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
I literally call you Life in General. that's just you to me. Like, it's Jen Life in General.
I love it.
It's like part of your essence.
It is part of your essence. And I will say, which you will see this like probably on our Instagram page, but the behind her, her background is so organized. But I want you to tell everyone kind of like what you do in your brand and business, because I feel like I've seen you everywhere for so long and I'm so aware of what you do. But for those who might not know, just kind of explain what you do in your massive career.
So I started Life in General in 2014, and I was a personal assistant before. Actually, Tanya, we had my old boss on Kiss FM, Landon. He played professional soccer for the Galaxy. And I remembered every single weekend wanting to help my friends and family move after I was moving him. Like he stayed on the same team, but just wanted to move cities like a mile from within each other. And I remember getting up so early, so excited. It felt like Christmas morning every day. And then I'd leave my full-time job, then go help my friends and family move. And that was really the kind of essence of how Life in General started, because I saw not just a physical transformation of obviously moving is a bigger ordeal than organizing a closet or, you know, a kitchen drawer, but I saw how he felt every single day. I saw how my friends and family felt. I mean, I physically saw the transformation, but emotionally I saw it all happen. And for me, that was like the highlight of my life. And so Life in General was born with this idea of, you know, really creating order and structure around people's homes and their lives and just how that looks for each person, and every single person's different. And I always say there's no two people that are the same and no two houses will be the same, but it really was, it was born with this idea of teaching people what really matters. And for me, it's like connection over collection all day, every day. And it's just been such a wild ride over the last, you know, 7 years.
I could not agree with you more, because I always say a cluttered house, a cluttered brain, an unorganized home, an unorganized life. I feel as though, now I'm serious.
You always say that?
I always say that. And it's so interesting, because if I'm like, if I have a deadline for something and I need to turn something in, right? I get so bogged down and I'm like, I have a stack of mail, mm-hmm. because like my mail is just bills and blah. So yeah. I just like, I stack it and then I'll get through it, right? It was just like this huge stack, and I went through it one day and I got rid of the stack and I felt so mm-hmm. good. So I'm like, if I could do that to my whole home, do you know how good that would feel?
I'm curious though, like, has that been part of your personality your whole life? Were you someone who always like kept your room clean and organized? Like, did you always clear out your closet every season change? Like, are you that person?
Yes, I'm okay. A Virgo through and through, yes. And so annoying, like student body president, class president every year, but like rearranging classrooms because they weren't like functioning at their max potential. My teachers were like, who are you? The 7-year-old, it's fine. But I joke because my friends will tell me, I don't really remember it, but they'll tell me like, we had sleepovers in middle school and you'd be like, discard, donate, you know, doesn't fit, like all this stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, I was crazy all throughout. So it definitely, I think I learned from an early age that it really mattered on how I felt. And I played soccer growing up competitively. So I was gone all the time, every weekend. So when I was home, I wanted to make sure like I wasn't spending time so much like doing all the things. It was really spending time with the family when I was home. So I think it definitely started early, but it's gotten progressively. Like I just want to organize anything and everything. And it just makes me feel like you were saying, Tanya, feel so, it changes everything. It changed my life. It's changed everything.
I want to get into like, for people that are listening, some easy ways that they can, mm-hmm. you know, start organizing their home and their space. And I also want to talk about just kind of being a female entrepreneur in that beginning phase, because I think taking that leap of faith is very scary. And a lot of people listening might want to do that, but they're like too scared or, you know, trying to think of all the things. So maybe some encouragement or words of advice. But before we get into that, I want to get into when we met, because we had a mutual friend. You know, I always talk about Pistol Pete from my church.
Oh yeah.
So I had been talking to him. He knew about my relationship. And mm-hmm. at this time we were newly dating. And he was like, I want to introduce you. I think he was working for you at the time, because he was like my friend / boss / goes to church. Jen, because she's also has, is, you know, kind of in the same situation, personal situation as you. And so he connected us. And I just remember you always being so wonderful and encouraging. And like, if you ever have any questions about dating a man with kids, you can always come to me. Like, I'm also in that space. And I just remember you being so open to like give me advice. And like, you were such a girl's girl. And I'll never forget that, because it's such a unique situation to be in, and nobody can really kind of comment or help you unless they've been in it. And so I just remember you being just so like wonderful to me about that.
Thanks for saying that. Yeah, that means a lot. I'm not an expert by any means, but I just remember the things you were telling me. I'm like, I went through that, you know, just might've been 2 years prior, and just having the faith and really, you know, leaning in hard to like love and life and what that looks like, and knowing that it's not going to be easy, and just being very honest and real. But yeah, thanks for saying that. Cause it's definitely a journey, and it will always be, but like, it's so worth it when you get to the other side of all of those, the feelings and the things and all that. But it's been, it's been a really amazing journey, but I'm so happy that we're on the other side and we can talk about it. I remember you probably listening to people and I'm like, stay, what we got this. Like, I have a good feeling about this. You know?
Yeah. Because, you know, I think it's easy for people on the outside to kind of judge a situation and just like, not, I don't want to say judge it, but it's like, you don't really know unless you're in it. And so you were always giving me encouragement, and you were like, this, you know, it's the matter of the man. And if it's the man that's the right man, then you can work on anything. Nothing in life is easy. Nothing, you know. And I was like, yes, yes, Jen, yes. And now she's engaged and things are going good over there. It looks like.
Yeah. Yes. I have a question going into a situation where you're dating someone with kids, and just tying it back to what you do and what your business is. Was there a moment where like there was mess in the house and you were like, where's my place? Like, do I get to organize this or do I stay out and it's not my responsibility yet?
So I moved in during like March, right when the pandemic hit, because So we added that extra layer of sorting through all that. But I always wanted to be very clear with them, you know, once they got to know me, my heart, my soul, like my why, if you will, of why I do what I do and why I believe in it so much. And so they joke now, they're like, well, put it away. We're you know, they actually love it too, because they feel the other side. But I was very cautious of course, like, I don't want to come in and get rid of everything. That's not my intention. It's flipping the script of teaching kids, especially at their age, saying, you know, what's really important to you. And so I remember we did like a full house purge, and I'm like, these kids are probably like, who? This was after a year of living there. But they got excited and they were understanding like the behind the scenes part of why you do it, and the teaching kids about donating items and, you know, going to families that might not have anything. So having those real honest conversations, I think for me, that was just the biggest thing. It wasn't like, let's get rid of your toys. It was, let's make sure these have purpose in your life and understanding of like the value that they have, but also teaching the one in, one out rule and how fortunate we are to have gifts and stuff. So it definitely was a little dance, but my fiance, Dan, he's amazing. And he's always been so supportive of like, I know you, they're going to learn your heart in it. And like, you go to town, like do what you need to do. Cause he knows, like, I'm not going to, like I said, throw everything away.
Yeah. So. You're like, you don't need this. And they're like, that was my favorite toy.
It is interesting though. It's like, I can imagine it's probably just innate in you, but I'm very OCD. Like, I like my things to be in order, and like, that's just how I am. And so when you throw kids in the mix and you're not used to it, it's just, you just have to loosen up a little bit. So I imagine it was probably like a lot harder for you.
Oh yeah. And I leaned into a lot of my faith with that, because it's like, it's not on our plan, right? Like, God's not a plan. And so I would come home and I'm like, this was not what, you know, but it's also meant to be lived in. And that's the other side. Like, I don't want to have a house that's like, you don't want to touch anything. I want friends to come over and mess everything up, because they have structure now of how to put it back. They know the foundation because we've built that. And so for me, it's like fun to also get to see the other side, like go crazy. Like, let's do all the arts and crafts. Let's, during COVID, like we definitely were home all the time, understanding like how we can do that without, you know, with them still living their life.
I have tips. So I wanted to know tips because
I thought you said you have tips. I was like, I'd like to hear those.
I did say I have tips, but I didn't mean that. Yeah. I meant I need tips, because I feel like you and Tanya are both like, it's naturally like you like to, you can only function when it's clean. Whereas I obviously prefer when things are not cluttered and clean, but I can also function in mess. So it's really hard for me to get motivated to do it. And my house right now, like I'm so upset I didn't do my purge and get rid of everything before I moved, because I have so much stuff that came with me that is just like, I don't know what to do with it anymore, which I know you're gonna help me. But what are tips that people like me can kind of start getting in the mindset of clearing out and purging and like getting motivated to do it, I guess?
I think I like the first thing is like the giving grace, like having that moment of understanding what your intention is for that space. And we work with a lot of artists and they're like, that's their creative zone. So I'm not trying to take that away from them. It's really just understanding like, why do you want your space to look a certain way? What do you really love? What makes you sound silly, but like, what makes you get up in the morning? What makes you happy? Like, what are things that I need to know about you and your life where then I can build these foundations for you specifically? Because organizing is not a one size fits all. It's definitely like different for every single person. Your home's going to look different from Tanya's. Your wants and needs are going to be different from Tanya's or whomever you come in contact with. So creating that structure in your home based around your values and based around like I said, like what do you love? Mm-hmm. And so how can we make space for those things to come in and out? And understanding like the starting small, I always tell people, please do not go. If you have a garage, do not go to your garage. Do not go to your memories. Do not go to these things that are so, so much harder. It's like literally take the junk drawer in your kitchen and just start so small and set a timer, 30 minutes, 15 minutes. And you'll feel like once you start pulling things out, you'll feel like instantly better. And so that momentum will be like, okay, I can tackle this. Let's do another space that may be a little bit bigger the next day or a week later. Cause I always say too, like everybody's schedule is different. So for me, I do a Sunday reset. It's my most favorite thing of my week, but I know that it sets me up for success, where you might not be able to do a Sunday reset for 2 hours or an hour every single Sunday. So it just is kind of what's going on in your life to build this lifestyle around it. And seasons change. As you know, your life might look different a year. It will, hopefully. I'm always like, I want to look different and evolve. So it's going to look different. Or for Tanya, like there's going to be a time when there's kids in and what does that look like? And how can you make a schedule that works for you? That feels really good, that you want to be at home and you don't want to feel all these other feelings of being overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. You want to get to the other side. So how can you create that for yourself? And it's the starting small is like the best advice I can give.
Yeah. I think I just, in my mind goes from like 0 to 100, where I'm like, I have to do this all in one day or I don't want to do anything.
Start, like, yeah. Yeah.
So it's either like, I have to do it all. And then I'm like, I'm in so deep that I get overwhelmed and I'm just like, I don't want to do it at all. Yeah. So I think I just need help with someone who has the excitement and like energy to help me start. Yeah. And a lot of mine is like, I get sent a lot of stuff, you know, it's like I clear out 5 boxes of stuff and take, you know, break down the boxes and I open the door and there's 4 new boxes. And it's a really great problem to have because I'm getting really cool stuff, but I can't use it all. And I don't have a functional space
for sure
to keep it organized.
For sure.
You too. You get a lot of boxes too.
I do, but I open those boxes and then I put the things away. And then I also donate to there's a place right down the street.
Yeah. There's so many places I could donate to. I mean, it's not that there's a lack of places to donate
look,
to.
Look, just me I'm doing not, it. I'm not, I, as much as I'm like, I'm organized. What's interesting about me, and I think there's something psychological there. Everything you see, like when you walk into my apartment, it's pristine. Right? Mm-hmm. Like things are put away, all the things are folded, but you open the drawers and it's like Monica Geller situation. So I'm like, I'm unorganized underneath it, but my living space needs to be organized. So I'm like, there's definitely something psychological there.
Oh, that's interesting. It's all shoved in the closet. Yeah. Mine's out for everyone to see.
Right.
All over.
Like you'd walk into my place and you'd be like, oh, it's very clean and organized. And then you open the drawers and you're like, whoa.
And it's funny though, Tanya, because I always say that's the space you actually need to do first, is the stuff that people can't see, because subconsciously, and I'm not a psychologist and I didn't go to school for it, but if I could, I'd love to know like how and why our brains work that way. Because I'll tell someone, they're like, don't worry about that Monica closet. Like, it doesn't, like, it really doesn't matter. And I'm like, we need to start there. And then I watch their relationships change. I watch their like, their daily confident, like everything, because subconsciously there was something there that they might not have recognized, but I'm like, oh no, we're going to start over there. And they're like, I just wanted you for my closet, you know? And of course I won't push it, but it's like, just trust me on this, because there's something so beautiful and having that order in space. And nothing is going to be perfect. I don't believe in it. It's all about progress. So, you know, Becca, for you, it's like having those moments with yourself, is understanding you're not going to get it all done in one day. It's actually, it's like impossible. So mm-hmm. maybe having the courage, like how amazing to reach out to someone that could help, mm-hmm. you know, and understanding the boundaries there for you of what you can and can't do or how your brain works.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of beauty in that.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful clean and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. I wanted to talk about how you're, because you're really, I mean, you've like exploded on social media. You've worked with so many influencers and celebrities. Like, what was the, how did you start in that? Like for anyone, because I know there's so many people out there who are like, I would love for my job to help people organizing and starting a business like that. But how do you start? How do you make that into a business?
Yeah, I think going back to what you really want. And for me, it's, I know that I'm fortunate to know that this is my calling in life. And my dad passed away in 2009 and I remember conversations with him, and he is really why Life in General started, was he understanding like the connection part with life. And for me, it was like taking the leap, having these hard conversations with what do you really want? Kind of just like we talked about earlier, taking that leap of what does this look like? Because, you know, tomorrow's not guaranteed. And so having, for me, it was, I knew I was meant to be doing this work, and I just love people to their core, sometimes to a fault, because I like people please. And I love just everything that that embodies of helping. But I knew I wanted to be of service, and I had this gift of, I can see space that I love it. And me waking up in the morning and knowing that I was meant to be doing this was something like, it didn't matter if it failed, quote unquote, because I was doing what I was called to be doing. And seeing now how I'm stepping into this 7 years later, just wrote a book last year during the pandemic of understanding this more from a soulful approach, mm-hmm. and kind of going back to the basics of creating that space for what matters most and having those moments in my life. It's like, I've built this business. I started another business, LIJ Spaces, which does all the custom cabinetry. But for me, it was, how can I help as many people as possible with the gifts that I have? And I knew that this was something I wanted to. I didn't know organizing was a thing at all. But when I started seeing my old client and seeing friends and family having these like transformational moments in their life, that was something that I brought to them. I do not take that lightly. And I've had multiple, you know, it looks beautiful on Instagram, but that's the behind the scenes. And I'm like, it's not perfect. And it's really hard to run a business. And it's really hard to run an organizing business during, you know, a pandemic. But having these moments of making sure it feels good. And until it doesn't, I'm going to keep going that way and make a lot of mistakes. But going back to the why of, I know that I was meant to be helping people. I didn't know at what capacity or how.
Like, how do you even start? Like, I'm serious. Like, I'm like, I wouldn't even know where to start.
Yeah. And I didn't go to business school. I didn't do any of that. It was just leaning into what felt good. And for me, it was my friends calling me being like, can you come back tomorrow? And the next day and the next day, and telling me, you've changed my life. And that is something like I could get tears. Like it matters. Mm-hmm. People matter. And having the tools to help someone get closer to what they love and what they believe in is priceless. So I don't know. I didn't know where to start, but I started small and I'm like Googling things as I go. And my brother's a lawyer, thank God. But I'm always like speed dial, something new's happening, but not easy. And life is not meant to be easy, but mm-hmm. just continuing on the path of what feels right. And, you know, for now, this is something that I believe into my core and why it matters, and being organized can change your life.
I love that, because I think that is so applicable to every single person who is wanting to like step out and do something new or start something that feels scary and vulnerable. And I think that's such, it's so simple, like to listen to what feels right, but it's hard. Like, you know, it's hard to take that step and that leap. So I think that's really great advice of like, as long as it feels right, like keep going in that direction.
And at like 7 years, like it's always evolving and always changing. And I don't have all the information and knowledge in the world, but it's the constant learning for me. And I've made millions of mistakes, like to where I'm like, gosh, if I could really go back, but it's like, I don't want to live my life like that. Mm-hmm. I want to keep acting forward to how can I learn from these mistakes, you know, the lessons to be better. I just want to be better than I was yesterday for myself, not, you know, against other people. It's like everyone has their own path. And so I think for me, it's been, especially the last couple of years, leaning into my faith has been my saving grace, leaning into, it's not always going to be the way you thought it would. And mm-hmm. most of the time it's nothing like you'd expect, you know, most of the time I'm like, I run a company, I wrote a book, like, I don't know how to, you know, what happened, you know, but it's like, at the end of it is, am I changing people's lives? Mm-hmm. Am I helping? And do I feel good? And am I in my zone?
I feel like I'm going to have a very emotional reaction when you come to my place and help me. Like, it's seriously, it's, so I'm literally talking about it in therapy of like, I can't figure out how to get decluttered because I get so overwhelmed. So I'm like trying to navigate that in my own life.
No, I like imagine, I can't even imagine how that feels, because like seeing it would throw, like I can't even see mine and it still bogs me down daily. Like, I'm not kidding.
It's a visual. I see it. It's a reminder every day. But yeah, I think like having someone come in who kind of, I don't know, amplifies the purpose of it is going to be really helpful, and to like see it coming into fruition and having a system. I can do well when I have a system. So I'm just like really looking forward to talking to you and showing you my space and being vulnerable and letting it all out for you.
And I love that. And a lot of people don't even know they need it until they have, you know, like a lot of people like, oh, I'm good. But then I'm like, let me just do this over here. And they're like, I didn't even know I needed that. So it's good to recognize it, because I really do believe it's going to change the way, like change so many things for you. I mean, it does for me every day. That's why I do what I do. It's why I make it a priority in my life, because it's, I do it every day. Right. And mm-hmm. for my own sanity, it's something I had to make a priority. It wasn't always like this, but I could feel how I was different on the weeks that I didn't prioritize that Sunday reset or the Monday, depending on your schedule, because it's so important to your self-care, well-being. I mean, it goes everywhere in your life. So I'm really excited for you.
I love that too. I feel like it's going to be a reset, and it's just going to get me going for all the other parts of my life too.
Yeah. And also, I'm like, when I look at my Monica Geller closet,
I need to see this. Where is this closet?
It's down in my kitchen. You didn't see it. I go and I get my paper towels in there.
No.
It's like my paper towels are sitting on like my running shoes and my flip flops. And there's like vacuums and mops. I'm like having to like push some bags to the side. It's like so bad. And I have boxes on the bottom there, bins that I think are organized because they're like in these bins. I haven't opened those bins in 2 years. So I'm like, clearly I don't need any of that stuff.
You put shelving, because I've seen that closet. Did you put shelving in it?
No, I haven't done anything to it.
Oh, yeah, because we met right before.
Yeah. So we were going to do my Monica Geller closet right when the pandemic hit. I remember this. And this was literally when everything was shutting down. And in my mind, I'm like, yeah, sure, you five people come on over. And then I'm seeing the news come out and everyone's like, no, isolate. Yeah. And I was like, this doesn't feel like something we should do. I don't know.
I just want to add shelving in there. That's all. And then you're going to feel so different about that Monica closet.
Yeah. That Monica. I mean, honestly, I'm telling you, daily, it bogs me down.
I'm going to need like multiple of those shelving things you have behind you, just in different parts of my house. So I'm really excited about it, but I'm so excited for people to feel encouraged by this conversation. And even because Tanya has actually come over to my house and just helped me clean before, like, I'm talking hang the clothes up.
Yeah, like open boxes, take things out, throw away the trash. Like, Becca's on a whole nother level. Like, I can help her to a point, and
wait,
then
I don't have like trash laying everywhere. I'm not like disgusting.
Yeah, you used to.
No, I don't.
Yes, you'd have the stuff that comes in the boxes. You just have them like
packing stuff. Yeah. But like, I'm not like, there's not like McDonald's laying in my, I eat McDonald's, but it's not like that I leave the trash.
Trash is trash. It's not exclusive to like drive-thru food.
Recyclable trash, and you want to recycle it the right way because you don't want it going into the ocean or whatever.
I also heard this trick, and Jen, you can tell me if this is actually legit because I haven't done it yet, but I want to. With your clothes, if you hang all your clothes like the opposite way, and then when you wear them, you hang them back the regular way, and everything you haven't touched in a year, you donate.
Yeah. I'm a big believer in that. Yeah.
I got to do that.
It's hard here because in California, it's like it's always 70 and sunny. So it's different when you're in, you know, New York where there's actual seasons, or even Northern California where I'm from, where it gets colder. So having those, you might not wear it in one full year, but I believe in that. I think things are meant to be used. It's like when people get really nice china for their wedding, I'm like, we should be using that nightly, you know, weekly, whatever that looks like, instead of saving it for something special, because we should be celebrating every single day that we're alive. And I sounds cheesy, but it's like, it's so true. And I believe in that. So things like once they have a place, like I'm so excited for you, you have no idea. But once those, that system is there, it's just the maintaining. Mm-hmm. And then even when things come in, you'll be able to like access things differently and really understand that process. But for people, it's, I think a lot of times, which I'm leaning into this year a lot, is, you know, we do a lot of bigger homes. Mm-hmm. And I'm really trying to listen to smaller space and not having to buy anything to product wise. And I ask a lot of questions on social of saying like, what do you need? I mean, every day I'm like, what do you need? I have people DM me all day, every day, and I'm sending them like, do this, move that shelf, do this. And I'm just like, okay, this is a whole nother business that I'm like, as you know, but it's something that, you know, our brains weren't meant to wire this way for certain people. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I believe in this work so much. Mm-hmm. And I believe in just people, whether it's they take a year of their life and do one small thing a day or a week, whatever they can, given that season of life or, you know, their schedule, it just will progressively change in that way.
I love that. I feel like people like whose brains are wired like me are the reason that y'all are able to have such gifts to bestow upon us, to share with us.
I feel without like my boyfriend me, has the brain like Becca me. Too, because I like, I go to his house and I'm just like, oh, we got to do things in here. But then I'm like,
listen, without the Beccas, the Tanyas and the Jins wouldn't have know their purpose. Okay. We have helped you find your purpose.
How many employees do you have? Like, do you have to like manage all these people?
Yes and no. So pre-pandemic, we had about 30, and then we have about half of that now between the two companies. So I have an amazing director, Nicole. I have a great team. We just hired HR. So I'm like, I just, because again, this isn't, I just want to create and help.
Right.
So
like, yeah. That's the thing. Like,
side, yeah. I'm like, what is that? I have to add that to our contract. Great. Something else happens the next day. You know, my brother, like I said, is on speed dial, and thank God for him. But there's so much to know, especially with running and managing people. And California is a tricky state to have a business with employees. So, you know, you just want to make sure that they're happy. I always say, I want everyone to want to go to work on a Monday. And if you're driving to work and you feel like anything other than excitement, you need to pull over and call me because I'm doing something wrong as a leader. And so I'm just trying to lean into that this year of the leadership side and the soulful, the small, you know, the things that kind of back to the basics of why I started the company in the first place.
That's amazing. I love, I mean, not many people have that awareness or leadership to
truth
take
though,
on
it's like
that.
It always comes from the top, you know?
Yeah, but a lot of people don't handle it with such grace and gentleness. So you're amazing. I am so excited to have you come to my house and help me out. And thank you for taking the time to
and
chat
honestly,
with us.
This has inspired me. I'm gonna not gonna do my closet, but I'm gonna do my junk drawer today. And I'm thinking that's gonna kickstart me in the right direction.
Yeah. Start Thank
small.
Thank you so much for having me.
Where can everybody find you and look you up and see what you're doing everywhere?
At Life in General on all handles, and it's General with a J. Sometimes it autocorrects. So General.
Yeah.
And a website, Instagram, that's kind of like the day-to-day behind the scenes.
Okay, amazing. Thank you so much, Jen. It was so great.
Yeah, we love Jen. We love a female entrepreneur. We love a girl's girl. And Jen is all those things.
All the above.
Love you guys. See you soon.
All right,
love you, Jen.
Bye.
Bye. She really organizing her, what is she doing? Organizing her house or?
I want her to come in and like, I need everything. I'm serious. I'm like, because I want to start. So I really want to finish doing like all my interior decorating, like decorating all my rooms, but I can't do that with it cluttered.
I'm telling you, clutter is the thief of joy.
No, comparison is
no, no. Clutter is the thief of joy. Let me tell you.
Well, I will say that the before and after is going to be shocking because, you know, though, I talk to a lot of other people who are like in the influencer space, and every single person I talk to, they're like, I have a room that I just put the boxes and keep the door shut because I don't know what to do with everything. And I'm like, I feel so seen and like heard because in my mind, I'm like, I'm the only person who's this unorganized because on Instagram and TikTok and all social media, we don't see the like clutter behind people because when I'm doing it, if I have a messy room and I got to film something in my room, it shoves all the way over to the corner.
Yeah.
And you can't see it in the mirror. It looks like I have my life together, my bed's made, but over if you pan over a little to the side, disaster.
It's a mess.
Zone, yeah.
I really do. I think she's so right when she says having an organized home creates more productivity and happiness. I really believe that. And I think that my clutter is why I'm a little bit of a frazzle case right now.
A frazzle case?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I will say the parts that you can see in your home are always pristine. And I always walk in going,
God, Tanya's got it together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to be more like Tanya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just open any of these closets. Like if you open this one, it'll just be chaos.
I cannot wait to go through and look through all your closed doors. I did not know this.
Mm-hmm.
Are we doing an email to end the episode? Or
no, that's it. That's the end of this episode. I hope that you all enjoy your weekend and organize. I hope you do some spring cleaning. I hope this inspired you.
Happy Mother's Day to the mothers of all kinds of mothers. The
yeah,
fathers
you're a mother.
Who are mothers. I am a mother. The dog moms.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day. And
I'm expecting a card from Sunny. So if anybody's listening that knows
I'll
my boyfriend.
I'll be aggressively texting. Red star today. give him subtle reminders all week.
Perfect.
We love you all. Have a great weekend. And oh, don't forget to buy your Wingo Tango tickets. And
that's right. Sit in our scrubbing in section.
We do not want you to miss out because it's going to be so fun. We are going to be at Wingo Tango. We're going to stop by. There's a full section for all of our scrubbers so that if you want to come alone, that's fine.
Yeah. Because
you're not going to be alone.
You're not going to be alone. You're going to be with your scrub sisters. So we have all the information up on our Instagram. So you can go to Scrubbing In and the website and everything is right there.
Yeah. So it's on our Instagram, but you can go to axs.com and basically
the promo code is Scrubber.
Well, you got to search Wingo Tango and then you click on podcast promo and then you enter promo code Scrubber and that will get you the discounted ticket. It's $45 a ticket. Come be a scrubber at Wingo Tango and we can't wait to see you there.
That's right, baby.
All right. We love you all. Have a great weekend.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.